Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. I hope you all had a great day yesterday, whether you had the day off or not. School was out for President's Day here, so our family took a morning walk through town, and we cheered when we saw the closed sign on the bakery. If you were with us last week, you'll remember that we gave that sign to Bree as an encouragement to take time to rest when she needs it. Bree, if you're listening, we're all so proud of you. We hope it was a great day off. Another thing I've been excited to see is that we have a bunch of new families who have started listening to the podcast recently. Welcome! I'm so glad you're here. I want to take today to catch you up on something special we do as a family prayer podcast community. And if you've been with us since the beginning, hopefully this can be a nice refresher. We have our own mini holiday that happens on Tuesdays of each week, and it's called Gratitude Tuesday. Basically, it's a way of intentionally practicing gratitude, which is one of our core disciplines here on the podcast. The way it works is each Tuesday, you pick out someone you're grateful for. It could be a friend, family member, the janitor at your school, the server at your favorite restaurant, anyone really. And then you have the rest of the week to find a way to let them know. The easiest way is usually to tell them, which is great. You can also get creative with it. You can write a note, draw a picture, record a video, sing a song, or make a tasty treat. Last week, we showed Bree we were grateful for her by getting her the closed sign and letting her know that we love her for who she is and not just what she bakes. Now, I don't always mention that it's Gratitude Tuesday every week, but this week, I think it would be great for everyone to give it a try. Why don't you take a few moments as a family and think about who you want to celebrate for Gratitude Tuesday this week? Each person can pick someone, or you can team up as a family and all work together to make someone feel extra special. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. Did you think of someone? Well, now it's time to start thinking about how you can show them your gratitude. Remember, you can practice this however you want. It's our own made-up mini holiday, after all. But in our family, we give ourselves the rest of the week to do it. And if you want a little extra inspiration, I'll tell you that today is actually National Random Acts of Kindness Day. So perhaps a way you can show your gratitude this week is by doing something kind. That ties in nicely with our theme this week, which is the practice of service. Did you get a chance to talk yesterday about what service means to you? For me, it's definitely about what we do. We can love and respect and honor people with our thoughts and with our words, and that's really important. Service is love in action. Service is choosing to use our time and talents to benefit other people. We might first think of bigger examples, like those who serve their country in the military or serve their community as first responders, but even very small acts of service can have a big impact. Maybe you have a neighbor who's older and you're able to help with small things like getting their mail, moving their trash cans in and out for trash day, or taking their dog for a walk. Maybe there are some things you can do in your classroom that serve your teacher, like tidying up a bookshelf or picking up any trash you see before the end of the day so they don't have to do it. In your wind-down time tonight, you could talk about any small moments of service you noticed from your day today, whether it was something you did or something you saw someone else do. Okay, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we are grateful for all the people in our lives who make a positive impact on us and our community. Help us to identify someone we might be able to honor this week. Inspire us to put our gratitude into action in creative ways. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, I hope you have a great Tuesday, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a really important holiday known as Ash Wednesday. I'll talk to you then.